Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Luke Morrow and Brandon Scott in for the guys today here on The Drive. And you as well, 713-572-4610 to text the show. Are the Astros building a bad reputation? We'll get to that. Plus, Tyler's best bets in just a few moments. More texts came in about the daughter of Jeff Hornacek. Someone even sent a link.
I've never seen or heard about this, it is throwing me off.
We have done the necessary investigative work.
Oh, yes, we have.
And we can return to report. I don't feel like you need good reason to mention her. She is worth mentioning in any context and in any setting.
That Hornacek makes me feel quite Hornacek-y. You know what I'm saying? What I mean is a little southern blood flow.
Oh. Yeah, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was. I was not expecting that. Nicely done by you.
I appreciate y'all, man. Whenever Ron's ass is here, he tries his best to make me feel like I'm an idiot. Freaking jerk.
It was corny, but still witty enough.
There's some irony there, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's funny, too, because I don't think he gets, I will give a crap what he says.
Pretty funny.
713 said, whoa, she's hot. About Hornacek's daughter.
Yeah, I don't feel like we need good. I don't know what the reason is and why she came up. Like, it's very random and very unexpected.
It always is.
But upon further review.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't feel like we need a good reason for this.
No. Nope. Sex appeals there.
No, my blood is still warm.
Champ.
So. Yeah,
I Champ think Slice said she's aight. Nothing special.
Oh, okay. All right, Champ.
Okay.
All right. Well, more. I would say if she was interested, I'd say more for me.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like the Office episode where they had that whole debate about whichever actress it was, if she's hot or not.
Who was it? Yes. Oh, it's so good. That's a good episode.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do that with maybe during All Star Week in Major League Baseball. There's nothing else going on. The daughter of Jeff Hornacek.
In what eyes? Like, I mean, maybe this is just not your prep. Maybe you've got a specific type and she doesn't fit it. But, like, I don't think she fits my type. But attractive is attractive. Like, just objectivity here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know under what context she wouldn't be, you know, a good looking girl, you know, even if it's not exactly your lane or your type.
Yeah, she's easy on the eyes, no matter which way you. You know what? Who said that? Who popped off about she's aight?
Champ Slice is contrary. Y'all know how Champ Slice likes to get down. But
silly goose.
Champ Slice, you lying if you said you kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
That's right.
I bet you wouldn't.
Speaking of which, from the 936. They ask about Olivia Dunn. Do you think she's going to be at the game tonight, Tuesday night in Pittsburgh? Paul Skeens pitching. You think we'll see Livy Dunn at the game?
I mean, is she normally at the game?
I don't know.
Because it's not like it's. I mean, as much as we love the Astros, all right, it's not like they're one of the, like, say, marquee brands that transcends baseball. Like, if she's a heavy baseball fan, then maybe she is like, hey, I want to watch the Astros. But if she's just Paul Skeens' girl who only likes baseball because she dates a baseball player, then I got a hard time believing that anything other than, say, like, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, one of something like that.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't really see her very often at the games.
Yeah.
Astros Pirates get underway in about 10 minutes. So, because of that, a little bit earlier than normal, let's get to Tyler's best bets for this evening, including that one tonight. How'd things go yesterday?
Awful.
Okay.
We're on a pretty rough red streak right now.
Bodes well for tonight, then.
It does.
You're due.
And I feel really, really good about a few of these. Not that I don't feel good about them every night, but I feel good about this. We're getting back in the green. We're getting back in the profit. We're doing this a little bit early. The best bets, as Luke just laid out there, because, well, first pitch is coming up here soon for the Astros. And three of my six best bets tonight are within that Astros game up in Pittsburgh. So first off, I got two unders for you. I got Cubs at Nationals under 5 runs in the first 5 innings this evening. Got those odds at plus 100. If you can get that, lock that in. Royals at Cardinals. Ron's crap-ass Royals under 9 in that game tonight between the Royals and Cardinals. Those are your two unders. Next, I'm on a money line. Atlanta, the Braves, they are hosting the D-backs tonight. I'm on minus 145 for them. If you can get it there, or even minus 150, I like it. Now, real quick, here are your three Astros bets. And again, if you ever miss any of these as we discuss them quickly, you can go to my Twitter, at TMillRealDeal. I got that little blue check mark, unlike we're on the show, Hughley. It's easy to find. First, in this Astros game against the Pittsburgh Pirates with McCullers on the bump versus Skeens, Astros plus one run. I got it, even money. Game one at the Pirates tonight. You can throw in that +1.5 with the hook if you want a little worse odds. Next, I got the Stros. This has been a bugaboo this year, man. I am riding large money tonight. I'm actually a little nervous. Large money tonight on the Astros team total over 3.5 runs against Skeens and the Pirates. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Take that for what it is. Maybe that's the one you don't follow out there. And then lastly, one player prop for these Stros tonight against the Pirates as they get going here in the next 8 minutes. Jeremy Peña, the shortstop. We have won a lot of green money on this bet this year, and they just keep giving it to us. Peña over 1.5 total bases tonight, and I got those odds at a whopping plus 160.
Hey, not to throw us off, I got a betting question on total bases because we were confused about this. My girl made a bet. I think she had a Mets bet last night on total bases for Pete Alonso, and then he got hit by a pitch.
Doesn't count. Yeah, okay. Same right. as a walk.
Yeah, right. I don't right. like that. But yeah
I wasn't sure, honestly. So yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's a very normal question for that bet because you have guys like Yordan who, when he's healthy and hitting well, he's just getting free passes left and right, and they're like, all right, well, that's two walks.
I mean, because you do take a base.
Yeah,
you know.
I know.
So like,
that
I
should count.
I'm confused by that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's a base. It should be part of the total base. But yeah, it's only on hits. I don't like it.
They should say that. Maybe be clearer, folks. Betting community. Know your baseball terminology, guys. Come on.
But those are your six best bets for baseball tonight on a Tuesday. And by the way, the final result yesterday was 1-for-5. So we're off to a 20% rough ass start.
Was your one the Peña bet? Or what did you bet? Pinky?
I didn't bet. Okay. No, the Astros were off.
That's right. That makes sense.
I can't remember
that
the one.
That would have been a horrible bet.
It's not even worth. That's
Brewers
it.
Over the Brewers.
Yeah. But any of those six, you two fellas, Luke, B. Scott, any of those y'all really attracted to, think they're locks, or any you think are just terrible, awful bets?
I'm with you on the Braves. I can't bring myself with the Astro plays. I don't know if they get 4 runs tonight facing Skeens. I don't know. +1. Jeremy Pena, let's hope for like a leadoff double and you cash right away. But I don't know. I don't know where you are, Brandon, on the Astros tonight, but I don't think I can bet against Skeens.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't feel confident, honestly, about any of them. And I hate to say that. I hate to say that to you, Tyler, because I know you're, you know, it's been a rough little stretch here. Now, the Pena one, the only that's going to be an interesting one, though, right? Because Skeens, we know. And, of course, Pena has been excellent as of late.
So I've hit this very bet multiple times this season.
Well, it's strength against strength. Yeah. So something that absolutely has got to give there. That would be the one I wouldn't say I feel most confident in, but I am most intrigued by. The whole something's got to give element to it.
So y'all just crapped all over my best bets. That's fine. You know what? Scared money don't make money.
Hey, it's your bet, man.
Scared money don't make money.
It's your money, dog.
Drive family all together now. Scared money don't make money.
It don't. Scared money don't make money, and I'm rooting for Tyler Milner's pockets.
Okay, thank you.
I'm definitely rooting for you, man. I just got to be real with you. T-Mill, real deal, you take on that mantra, man. It's the real.
Wouldn't want y'all to be anything less.
I'm a little nervous about them bets, man.
We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Find them on his Twitter if you missed them, or use the rewind function. Let's play along and hopefully all make some money off of those best bets for tonight. Astros and the Pirates, they get underway in about 5 minutes here against Skeens up in Pittsburgh. And so obviously since they're on the road, they'll come to the plate first against Skeens. We'll see how they get going. When we come back, let's talk a little Astros. I think the Astros are getting into an interesting place here with their roster. Also, are they building a bad reputation around the league? We'll talk about that next. It's The Drive.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.